Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin. Welcome. Today we're going to talk about the very important subject, which is people want others to like them. How to Win Friends and Influence People is one of the all-time bestseller books. And if we look in Mishlei and Proverbs of King Solomon's wisdom, King Solomon gives us a verse with a principle that if you apply it in the wise way, it'll enhance your whole life. It'll enhance every relationship you have with everybody and anybody. And this is what it states in Mishlei, Proverbs 27:19. Kamayim, as in water. Panim lepanim, as in water, face to face. Kain, leva, odom leodom. So too is the heart of one person to another. Now what does that mean? Let's look at the first part of this verse. As in water, face to face. Water, we can also use a pond, we can use a mirror. Imagine the following. You have a person looks at a mirror or a pond, and he screams at it. He says, what's the matter with you? How come every time I look at you, you have a scowl on your face? Can't you smile? You think either he's joking or he didn't study physics 101. Mirrors don't work like that. If you want a mirror to smile at you, you can't scowl or look an angry look on your face and hope it's going to smile. Now, how old do you have to be to realize this with mirrors? Oh, about a year old, year and a half year old. Any baby knows that one, right? Little children will wave and smile, and the mirror smiles back. But you need King Solomon's wisdom for the second half of the verse. Kein lev ha'odom lodom. So too is the heart of one person to another. If you want someone to like you, you want someone to care about you, you want someone to have compassion for you, guess what? Don't wait for them to start. Preempt. You start. You, by the energy you give out to other people, you're going to get back. It's like a mirror, says King Solomon. The energy you give out. And we're not talking about a superficial smile. Someone thinks, oh, you're supposed to smile at people. And the sages say, of course you are. Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers. We find two different statements, chapter 2 and in chapter 3. We find a statement. We should greet every person, b'sever panim yafos. Greet every person with a friendly facial expression. But moreover, that was Shammai. The other sage, Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Mekablos kol b'simcha, greet every person with joy, befit inner joy. So we should. But it's talking about this inner feelings, the inner feelings of caring about other people. So if somebody doesn't treat you the way you would like them to treat you, of course we can speak up. We have a right to speak up, and like Rambam says, even obligation. But the star point, the key element, the basic principle, the fundamental issue is give out good energy and you get good energy back. And this can save a person's life. Because if you find yourself, let's say road rage, what happens is that somebody gets angry at you and then you get angry back and they get more angry. It's a loop, negative loops. When people get married, they're hoping for a joyful life. People get engaged, you see how joyful they are. Why? They project in the future. I'm going to really be happy now. People at their wedding are happy. But the prerequisite is, how are you going to treat each other? And we have King Solomon's formula. Give out the energy you want back. As the great sage Hill said, Madalachsani lechaver chalosavit. What you would not want someone to do to you, don't do to others. Now, we want people to be friendly to us. We want people to greet us. We want people to like us, which is a deeper feeling. The preempt, you go first. Don't wait to how someone treats you. You treat other people with this inner feeling. Now, some people say, well, if somebody I don't like that much, I find difficult to get along with, to meet is a difficult person, how can I just be happy about it? How can I just give out good energy? How can I give out love to another person? But if you think enlightened self-interest, besides the Torah commandment of love your neighbor, but enlightened self-interest says you're going to get back what you give. So if you want to get positive energy from other people, preempt. Think about how great it'll be when this person likes you. And one visual tool is, imagine this person greeting you so friendly. Hi, dear brother. Hi. This person greets you so friendly, so caring, that it'll automatically feel good. So just preempt. Visualize this person liking you. Visualize this person coming towards you with positive energy, and then it'll be easy. And that's actually what usually going to happen. There are many, many stories we have in our tape series of creating a joyful life with a Torah mindset, and we elaborate on that there. But for this point, go remember this point. Give out the energy you want back.